It was a beautiful Thursday morning, at the time of year when the dandelions fade away. A little dog was running around in the garden, looking for something to play with. The dog was a dachshund. This meant he had a very long body, very short legs, and shaggy ears. He was as black as coal and had red spots above his eyes that looked as if someone had dabbed them on with a paintbrush. The little dachshund was new in the house, so he needed to explore everything. Right in front of him, there was a small mountain. The little dachshund started digging in it, but after a while, a strange creature peeped out and started ranting and raving.
"Go away! Leave my molehill alone!"
It was George the Mole, and he looked so angry and grouchy that the dachshund went away. Next, he ran to a vegetable patch. There was a dill plant growing next to the parsley and the onions, and two bugs with black and red stripes were sitting in the dill. From up there, they could see the forest, the field, and the road. The little dog looked at the bugs. They seemed to be watching something.
"Who are you?" he asked one of them.
"My name is Elizabeth, and this is my brother, Striped Richard," said the bug.
"Hi,"
said Striped Richard. He nodded to the dog.
"I'm a dachshund," said the dog. "I don't have a name yet. I'm new here."
"We're playing a game called car watching," Elizabeth told him.
"How do you play it?" the little dachshund asked.
"First, you pick a color. For example, green."
Striped Richard started explaining the rules of the game to the dachshund.
"Whoever spots a green car first gets a point. The one who gets the most points wins."
"That sounds like an interesting game. Who is winning?"
the little dog asked.
"Elizabeth,"
Striped Richard replied.
"Elizabeth has 3 points, and I have 2.
"Would you like to come to our birthday party on Sunday?"
Elizabeth asked the dog.
"You can meet our friends there."
"I'd love to come. Thank you for inviting me," said the dog, and he wagged his fluffy tail.
"That's great," said Striped Richard.
Then the dachshund spotted a funny little shell. It looked like a perfect toy to play with, so he tried to grasp it in his teeth. When he lifted the shell up, a snail stuck his eyes out of it and started squealing,
"Put me down! Put me down! I'm Sammy the Snail, and this is my home!"
The little dachshund ran around the garden with a screaming snail in his teeth. He thought it was fun.
"Put me down! Put me down!" Sammy kept yelling.
Then, the little dachshund saw a pile of bricks. He put the poor little snail on the ground, and he climbed up the pile. From there, he jumped onto the roof. On the opposite roof, 2 mice were having a cup of tea. Jane and Helen were sisters, and both of them had soft gray fur, a long, restless tail, and little eyes like black beads. Right now, they were having a cup of peppermint tea, their favorite. On the table in front of them were a small kettle and 2 tiny cups with saucers. In the middle of the table, they had placed a vase with a daisy in it. The petals of the daisy had pink tips, as if someone had dipped them into strawberry ice cream, and Jane and Helen were seated upon dark blue cushions with white dots. The tea was hot, and so the mice had to blow on it so that they wouldn't burn their tiny tongues. All of a sudden, Helen squeaked,
"Look at that roof!"
Jane looked at the opposite roof and saw a funny creature.
"Look how long he is!"
Helen was amazed.
"Look how graceful he is!"
Jane said admiringly. The little mice didn't know about the brick pile. The roof had a chimney, so Jane and Helen thought that the long, fluffy creature must have climbed out of there.
"I'm sure he comes from the chimney,"
Helen told her sister.
"Let's call him Chimney Creature,"
said Jane, who couldn't take her eyes off him.
"No," said Helen. "We should make up a proper name for him."
"Well, there must be a lot of dust in the chimney. Let's call him Dusty,"